Te Huakaramu Charles Royal is joining us. He's held the first class this year for the Wharekawa Marae Vision Mātauranga Research Training Program, entitled An Introduction to Research for Tangata Whenua Communities. And he has connections to a number of iwi I'm related to too. He's a whananga from Tamatera, Whangati Whananga, Rokoa, and Ngāpui. And he's described, perhaps he doesn't describe himself as that, as a revivalist, a musician, academic, and Māori music revivalist. You comfortable with that, cousin? Tēnā koe, Charles, kia ora anō.
Kia ora, Dale. I'm not too sure where that description comes from, but I believe it's on Wikipedia. So I guess a significant amount of what I do is to do with revival, but I really, revival to empower creativity is really where I think I position myself, and what I do is about the creative potential of Mātauranga Māori, or the creative potential of our culture, and unleashing the creativity of our people. And that's why I'm particularly interested in research and in artistic creativity, yeah.
It's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Almost like an onomatopoeia. releasing the potential built up here. Have you been writing, before we talk about this mahi, which is research-focused, but what about your musical mahi? Have you been putting any new compositions together?
Yes, most recently last year, I did two pieces last year. One for, I was contacted out of the blue by a Native American woman who's a bassoonist. He works in Washington State University. And she contacted me and wanted to commission a number of composers here in New Zealand, Māori composers here in New Zealand, and I was lucky enough to be one of them. And so I completed a piece last year for bassoon and piano that was premiered in the United States, and which was great to do. And then a second piece I did last year was a new work for piano, taonga pūoro and voice, for Sharon Causton. She's a New Zealand pianist here in New Zealand, and she commissioned a range of New Zealand composers for new piano works, was what she was particularly interested in, with taonga pūoro. And so once again, collaborated with my good mate, Horomo no Horo, and we made some music for voice, piano, and taonga pūoro last year. Yeah.
Interesting, eh? The combo there of piano and bassoon is really quite an interesting one. I love the cello, so it'd be nice to hear you writing some pieces for taonga pūoro and cello down the track there.
Yes. Good
some,
one.
Sometime.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
cello's beautiful.
Beautiful instrument. Yeah. Thank you, mate. Let's talk about the kaupapa, please. What is the Wharekawa Marae Vision Mātauranga Research Training Program, and how did it come about?
Yeah, well, it's as the name suggests, it's being run under the auspices of Wharekawa Marae, which is the marae here in Kaiowa, where I live and where my whānau is from and so on. I belong to Ngāti Whanaunga on this side of Tikapa Moana, and as you said at the beginning, I'm also a Tamatara as well. This is where my immediate family is based. My dad is born and raised right here amongst Ngāti Whanaunga, and we also have a strong Rokoa side, and our grandmother's from Ngāpuhi. But anyway, I've returned back here to Kaiowa to help our people here, and lucky enough to be involved in this project, which Wharekawa Marae proposed a couple of years ago now. We applied for monies at MBIE, the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, under the Vision Mātauranga policy, to build research capability amongst our iwi here, Ngāti Pāua, Ngāti Whanaunga here. We're generally interested in Hauraki, but we had a specific interest in Ngāti Whanaunga and Ngāti Pāua, naturally because it's run under the auspices of this particular marae. And so we've been doing it now. We're coming into the second half of the second year of this program. Myself leading it together with EcoQuest, which is EcoQuest is an organisation, a private training establishment that has been here in Kaiowa for 20 years, and it provides residential experiences for United States university students to come and study ecology and so on here in Aotearoa. And just recently, The organisation has been changed to become the EcoQuest Centre for Indigeneity, Ecology and Creativity. And I was appointed the director of it in the middle of last year. And this program, the Wharekawa Marae Vision Maitaranga Training Program, is one of our new projects in collaboration between the two organisations. That's the kind of the context. But ultimately what we're trying to do here is build a culture of research and learning and creativity amongst our iwi here. And and the purpose of the program is to introduce members of our iwi to research and what research actually is and how incredibly powerful it is and how it can really help communities, iwi hapu whānau and marae communities, to help us address issues that are in front of us in the best way we possibly can. Yeah, that's the kind of the context for it, yeah.
Tēnā koe. Well, I mean, if you're looking for financial support, for instance, so many organisations, particularly governmental, want the hard data to base their decision-making on. It can be frustrating putting that together too, because it doesn't sometimes illustrate the softer status of attitudes, but a particularly Māori way to research our own communities. How might that differ greatly from people uninitiated with our cultural norms?
Well, that's a really interesting dimension of it. I think the first thing to say, Dale, is our communities, our iwi hapu whānau marae communities everywhere, are facing all sorts of issues, challenges, and opportunities too. Right here in Hauraki, we've got things like the health of the Hauraki Gulf, Tikapa Moana. I mean, we've got questions like how many mussel farms can we really stick in Tikapa Moana, for example. We've got issues to do with the care of the remains of the native forests that we've got here. We've got issues to do with social fragmentation. So many of our iwi hapu whānau communities are just completely fragmented, living all over the place and not connecting with one another in very difficult circumstances indeed. We've got issues to do with language revitalisation and cultural revitalisation. We've got issues, I argue that our iwi hapu whānau communities generally are struggling with a kind of poverty called mātauranga Māori poverty. That is, that we really don't know, we're operating on a pretty shallow understanding of who we really are and what our histories have been, what is the significance and the import of all of our cultural knowledge today and into the future. So many of our people just simply don't even know their whakapapa and don't know, you know, how they connect and so on. So there are so many issues facing our iwi hapu whānau communities. One of the issues that right in front of us, right here in Tikapa Moana, is how Waimangō Point has become one of the top three options for the relocation of Auckland Port. You know, that's a massive challenge. That would absolutely wreck Tikapa Moana to move Auckland Port into the Firth of Thames. Things like that. And so these kinds of issues, and the issues that we face, you cannot address them well. You cannot address them powerfully without doing research, without increasing your understanding of an issue in front of us. And this is why we have this research program. It's generally to identify those individuals within that iwi who are interested in research. Not everybody's going to be a researcher. Not everybody's weird like me and interested in research. But we need to have some of our iwi doing research on our behalf. And then secondly, building a culture of research. That means everybody else kind of understands. They may not be researchers, but they understand generally what research is and why it's important, why it really improves the decisions we make and the actions we take on behalf of our iwi hapu whānau communities. And that's the great power of research, is to create a space where we can really address our issues that are in front of us in as powerful and empowered way as possible and increase our understanding of our issues and of ourselves and our own communities and so on. Yeah.
That's important here. I'm curious about the overtures of research subjects that those who attended the opening classes of the program might have shared with you. So we know the first class has been held. How many turned up for that first session? And how often are they going to be held? What's the shape of the study environment going forward?
We've got we had 10 on Saturday. Overall, we've got about 20 in the group overall, and 10 were there on Saturday. We have each month we do a 1 day hui wānanga per month for 10 months in a 12 month period, and we also have 2 online tutorials a month as well. And it's an opportunity, you know, to introduce students. This is not advanced research training. This is an introduction to research. It just gives them a basic understanding of what research is, who, when we say tangata whenua communities, who are we actually referring to, and why are they regarded as a tangata whenua community? We overview the kinds of issues that our people face. By the way, on Saturday, the student projects are things like, how do we improve the management, the sustainable management of collectively owned iwi land, for example. We have a number of blocks owned by iwi hapuwhānau communities in Ngāti Pāua, Ngāti Whanaunga. How do we improve the management of those things? So they, that they're beyond just the standard burying that all of us are doing. Another issue, a completely different issue, is recovery of important manuscripts of whakapapa composed by tupuna of the past, how you recover those, and more importantly, what is the significance and meaning of those, the value of those things to succeeding generations going forward. Then another completely different issue is to do with here in Kiowa, we have a number of iwi members who are also first responders. They work in the fire brigade, they work in the ambulance service, and so on. And we've got one of our students is exploring mātauranga Māori contributions to handling traumatic incidents and handling difficult and traumatic experiences as first responders, and the role of mātauranga Māori and tikanga Māori in that. Quite diverse projects. Quite diverse, but they all require research, posing a question, using the right method to answer that question, and finding a really great answer to the question.
It sounds like a really interesting kaupapa, and of course localised, because I know that first responders in small communities often are dealing with the iwi of loved ones, sadly, because that's what happens in rural communities. Look, cousin, it's been very interesting again, as always. I respect the mahi and skin in the game here, and all the best with that research training program, but also with the compositions, and I look forward to that cello and tangwa pūro piece in the years to come. Lovely catching up with you again.
Sure. Yeah.
Tēnā koe, Charles.
Cheers,
thanks, brother. Tēnā koe, Charles Royal.